Alright, so we're holding in the middle of Ois Tes Zayin, the Perek Ches Ois Tes Zayin in Meimaroim. And what we began, well, just to recap the Yesod from last week, is that there's a very different idea, there's a very different concept of the Klal when it comes to Klal Yisrael, when it comes to the Jewish people, as opposed to others. And that's because there are, we explained that there are two types of Klal, and there's a Klal, right, there's a whole that's greater than the sum of its parts, which we compare to the idea of Tzibur, of a Tzibur, a community, right, a minion, for example, of 10 people. So, you know, it's not only, that's just an example of a tzibur when it comes to Hilchos Tefillah. And then there's the idea of a klal, which is merely just a sum of its parts. So there's nothing inherently connecting those people together. It's just that they're all, that's what we compared it to shutfis, compared to, you know, partners, where each one has a piece of the story. But in a sense, it's not a thing of its, you know, it doesn't have its own entity. The Klal Yisrael has really has its own entity. And the Pratim are all just manifestations of that wholeness. And therefore they're inherently intertwined with each other. Now, interestingly enough, I mean, we'll continue on in this. Let's recap again. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said is, that he added that the mishpat of the Jewish people, the Jewish law, the Torah's law, and specifically it's mostly seems to be geared to chayshe mishpat, is stemming, it's coming through that idea of the klal. And therefore, how does that work, right? He said that normally you'll have conflict between different aspects. You know, we have different conflicts. If it's moral conflicts, which will come up in court cases, and you have to figure out, you know, what is misgaber, what overrides the other point. And but by the Torah, that's what we find. It's mishpatei Hashem tzadku yachtav, that the mishpatim of Hashem, mishpatei Hashem emes. The Mishpatei Hashem are emes, and they work together. Their tzedek is together, meaning they're coming from that idea of wholeness, where it's all just one big wholeness. I'll just mention, I didn't mention this last time, but I'll just add to it that really the whole entire Torah, which we know divides up into Taryag Mitzvahs. So the Rashash, the Makubal, the Rashash, Rav Shlomo Sharabi, and the Gra, the Sefer, the Gra's brother, in Milo Satoyer, brings in the name of his brother, the Gra. They both say the same idea, that every single mitzvah in the Torah includes within it all the Taryag Mitzvahs. All the Taryag Mitzvahs, every single mitzvah. And that, the idea behind that, it's a very big Kabbalistic principle, which I think we've mentioned in the past. It's by the Rashash, it's called the Hiskalus Hiskashrus, which I'm not going to get into now. But what that really means is that when you have when you have a whole in the sense of Tzibur, like we spoke about, when you have a whole in the sense that all the Pratim are just expressions or manifestations and parts that are nourishing and completely cut out of that wholeness, not a whole, right, which is the wholeness that's more than the sum of its parts, like we said, when you have such a thing, it means that every single part in there has within it the pieces or some kind of, right, small amount of that full wholeness, right? It's like the hologram, so to say. You take any part of the hologram and you'll see in it the whole, right? It's the same that there's this chashuva Kabbalah sefer called Tal Iris, which uses as a mashal the Avne Har Sinai, right? You have sometimes these tzedaka places give out to convince you it's a great idea to give them tzedaka. They'll send you a little prize, a little thing of Avne, a little rock of Har Sinai, which has on it a sneh, a picture of the bush that's supposed to be right. The you have one, yeah. Okay, good. So you gave to the right place.
Huh? I wasn't there. My son was there. You picked it up.
Oh, well, you got it without giving tzedaka. You got it just straight from the source. Okay. So then what they do, right? You take any stone from there and you crack it in half or crack it into, and you'll see every little part of it has the same image on it, which repeats itself. The picture of that bush, of the snip. So that's the idea, is that when there's a true wholeness to something, all the parts have that wholeness within them, albeit on a smaller level, right? Because it's only a piece, but it has the full picture of wholeness. It's kind of, if you take the DNA of a person, right? The DNA of a person, no matter where it's taken from, really has the coding of the entire person, okay? So that's this idea of klal, and that's the idea of the Torah's mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of the Torah all are coming from this oneness. The Torah is a oneness, and that oneness therefore binds these mitzvahs together. That all these mitzvahs, similar to, like we said with the Jewish people, that they're all just expressions of one big wholeness. So too, that all the mitzvahs of the Torah, and even all the osios of the Torah, if you really want to get down to it, right? But certainly the mitzvahs of the Torah are all going to include within them, in microcosm, the full wholeness of the full Taryag mitzvahs. And thus each mitzvah has in it the full Taryag. Now, if the Torah was merely a collection of pratim, right, in the sense of the klal that is pertinent and relevant to the non-Jewish world, so then it would just be a collection. It's not, and then there wouldn't be anything inherent, any inherent connection between the various parts, between the rules, right? So if you take a law book, standard law book, right? A secular law book. The laws and rules have absolutely zero to do with each other. In the sense, they're just, you need all those different laws for the system, for whatever the system of justice to work. Fine, but it's just a collection of pratim. There's nothing, right? So there's nothing connecting them be'etzem, inherently. So, therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, he kind of combines these two aspects, actually, of the fact that the Jews are, the Yisrael is coming from that klal aspect, and so too its laws are coming from that klal aspect. And he says, therefore, even if you were going to go to a secular court that used and applied, when they had a question, they would open up the Shulchan Aruch, and they would paskin based on that, it wouldn't help, because they're automatically, they're not coming right from the klal. They may be applying something that they saw by us, but the Torah's laws are, since they're stemming and they're rooted in the klal, in that klal of Nishmas HaTorah and Klal Yisrael, Knesses Yisrael, like we spoke about, so they're going to effectuate a tikkun on the person based on that klal, based on that sort of, mystical klal, which is so deep that you can't touch it, right? It's above everything. And the goyim, when they're going to use a goyisha court or a secular court, is going to apply the same rule, it's not going to have that same impact. It's not coming from the same, it's not hitting the same spot, it's not coming from the same spot. And it's therefore, it's not going to do the same thing. So if they might, mitzad their detail, it might look the same, but it's not going to have the same effect. So that's also some of what we saw last week. We spoke another few aspects, but that's a good summary. Now, I just wanted to add to this This idea appears in the Sefer Mishpat Kohen. Mishpat Kohen is one of Rav Kook's halachas svarim, and it's usually a Shailos Teshuva Sefer for the most part, which focuses on things that really have to do with, like, there's a lot of stuff about Milchama and Hilchos Trumos Ma'asos, Shemitah V'Yovel, Beis HaMikdash, things that have to do with, you could say, Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, those types of sugyas. But in it, there's also a letter that he wrote to the author of the Kli Chemda, the famous Sefer Kli Chemda on the Torah, which is a pilpul type of Sefer, using, you know, nowadays it became a little bit more in again, where he used, like, Gemara, sugyas, to bring alive psukim on a halachic level, and it's, you know, it's a very interesting sefer. So he writes a letter to the Kli Chemda, and he relates to something that the Kli Chemda wrote in his preface to the sefer. In the Hakdama, he speaks about over there the kedusha of Torah Shebaal Peh. So Rav Kook writes, okay, I don't want to get into the whole thing, but he makes a comment over there. In this letter, he says, he explains what the mistake of the tzedukim were. He said the tzedukim, right, the Gemara says that the tzedukim wanted that an individual, a yachid, would be able to donate a carbon to bring as the carbon tamid. Now the halacha is that the carbon tamid has to come from the tzibur. It has to come from the entirety of the Jewish people. An individual cannot donate the carbon, it's just impossible. And the reason for that is, okay, is because the carbon talmud, right, has to come from the tzibur. Now, what was the tzedukim? Says Rav Kook, I'm reading a little bit from it. It's from the, if anyone wants to look it up, it's in Hilchas Tahara. That's where this appears. It's in Tshuva Kuf Chav Dalet, Simen Kuf Chav Dalet. So he says, Masha Ratzu at tzedukim, what the tzedukim wanted, that an individual would be able to donate and bring a carbon tamid, that came because they didn't admit to the idea that in the general body of Knesset Yisrael, if you remember, we spoke about Knesset Yisrael from the story I mentioned. Rav Kreizwa Zatzal said, you know, you don't know what, nobody knows what Knesset Yisrael, right? That's Knesset Yisrael, like we said, is Klal Yisrael. They didn't believe that the Knesset Yisrael has a unique holiness to it, a kedushim yuchedes, mashalo nimtza b'kol am v'loshen, what's not found by any other nation. Shekol uma ikra kibutz shelo kadei lehitiv layichidim apratiim. Because every nation, the main gathering together of it, what the collective of a Goyish nation is, in order to bring goodness, to benefit, lehetiv, to benefit, to individuals. Avla klal mitzad atzmo, but the klal mitzad itself, the whole mitzad itself, ein lemetzius atzmus, doesn't have any inherent being to it, right? Like I said, it's a social pact between people that agree to live under a certain government, or you can have, of course, somebody who is powerful enough to force everybody to live under him. But whichever one it is, it's something which is not in. There's no inherent connection between the people. V'nimtza she'erichat tzibur klapei umas ha'olam hu bebchinas shutfim, right? It comes out that the value, the level, the worth of a tzibur, of a community, as per the non-Jewish world, is in the bechina of partners. Ve'etzel ha'shutfim ve'vaday ha'ikru chelka shel kol yachid she'beshutfus ha'klal is gabi ois ha'yachid. And when it comes to partners, certainly, the main thing is the part of every individual in that general partnership. It's how much, right? It's how much each of the individuals gain. That's all. It's ultimately, it boils down to the individual. Aval be'emes legabi Yisrael tzibur v'shutfimim shnei musagim. But really, by the Jewish people, tzibur and shutfim, right? Community and partners are two separate concepts. Kedemashme misugim mishnah de tmura daf yud gimel amad aleph. He brings a raya from the Mishnah and the sugya in Maseches Tmura Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Eina Tzibur Vashutfim Oisim Tmura. It says there that the Tzibur and Shutfim can't make Tmura. So you see that the Mishnah delineates two separate things. It doesn't just say Shutfim. If Tzibur was just a larger Shutfis, it wouldn't have to say Tzibur separately. But since it gives another, it's a separate din, right? Tzibur and Shutfim, since it says both of them, you see that they're two separate entities, two separate concepts. Mipnei sheyesh b'tzibur shel Yisrael kedusha. I'm sorry, I skipped. One second. Mipnei, I'm right. So he says, ein atzibur v'ashutfin oisin tmura. That a tzibur and a shutfin can't make tmura, the din of tmura. Mipnei sheyesh b'tzibur shel Yisrael kedusha mitzis klolos. And the reason for being a separate idea than shutfis is because the tzibur of Yisrael has a general kedusha and entity unto itself. Which can't be evaluated at all vis-a-vis the part of the prat, of the individual. It stands above the categories of division. It's indivisible, right? If you have the tzibur of the regular tzibur, right, by the umas ha'olam, is divisible because it was just made up as a collection of parts. But the Knesset Yisrael, the klal of klal Yisrael, is invisible. Ubishvil kach karbonas tzibur tzrichin lias mashel tzibur davka. And because of that, all karbonas tzibur, public karbonas, need to be only from the tzibur. Shezeo inyin akdusha shel klal kulo. It has to come from the kedusha of the entire klal. And then he says, okay, he brings the Gemara in Bamatzia, we won't get into it. That's enough for what we need. In any case, so that's the halachic, some of the halachic connection that we spoke about. So let's go weiter in the Meimarim now. Umipnei sheYisrael, we're holding at the paragraph that begins Umipnei sheYisrael, Umipnei zeh sheYisrael heim klal mutzak echad.
I can ask a question?
Yeah.
Just want to get it clear. You said two types of clouds. There's a cloud that's greater than itself, like a minion. And there's a cloud that's like a bunch of parts put together.
Right.
Right? It's not greater.
Good.
So cloud Israel is like first type, like it's greater than itself. Okay.
Yes, yes. Okay. That's the idea of Klal Yisrael, of Nishmas, Knesset Yisrael, right. It's that there's something, there's a oneness here, which is greater than just the sum of its parts. Correct.
Okay.
It's a special Kedusha. Yeah. So now he says, "Mepnei zeh sheYisrael heim klal mutzik echad," and because the Jewish people are that type of Klal, which is one solid Klal, it is impossible for them to sin in that aspect of the klal. In their klal aspect, they can never do a chet. They can never do a sin. And if they stumble into sin, it stems completely from the tzad, the side, the angle of the prat ha-nivdol, of that separate individuality, which got caught up into them, right? Got mixed up them, mitzad the nations, shenis arvu sigeim b'Yisrael, because the sigim,
the impurities,
great, the impurities of the nations got mixed up into the Jewish people, al yedei ha-chet ha-kadum, because of the chet of Adam Arishain already, and then of the ego. That's a big thing spoken about in the Sfarim. V'lachein im nigzera eze gzera al Yisrael, and therefore, if there's a gzera, if there's a decree that was decreed against the Jewish, on the Jewish people, ein bo kavana chalila ela klal ha-mutzak. The decree was never intended, chas v'shalom, to the klal ha-mutzak, to that solidified klal, the solid klal of the Jewish people, the gzera never was decreed upon them. Ki amal b'chinas ha-klal ha-mekubatz mipratim. The gzera was only on the b'chin, on the aspect of the klal that is gathered together as a collection of the parts. In other words, what he's saying is that our Iker Klal is the Klal HaMutzak, is that solid oneness Klal. But of course we also have an aspect within us of the regular Klal. But that aspect of the regular Klal, which is just the sum of its parts, is a much lower level Klal, which really we only have because of the Chet of Adam Rishon and then again the Egel, which inflicted us with that in those impurities, and therefore from coming from the nations, and therefore we were affected by it, and it's a part of our, we have that aspect now, and that aspect is the aspect that allows sin to be done, allows chet, allows a Jewish person to be chayte. Now, by the way, I was thinking, it actually would come out very nice, because you know, we find in Chazal a number of times they use this lashon, Seineihem shel Yisrael. Right? You find, let's say, for Purim, Mipnei man ischaivu Seineihem shel Yisrael klaya. Why were the Jewish people, right? But the Gemara doesn't say, want to say Jewish people. Why were they chayiv to be destroyed? So it just says, why were the enemies of the Jewish people chayiv to destruction? And it goes, gives the reason, right? Because they bowed to have this, the Tzelem, or they were netted from the Sud of Achashverosh. But you have this lashon and number does when the Gemara wants to deflect the harsh words, or like what might look like a curse sometimes, right, from the Jewish people, or punishment, or a nevuah of punishment. So it says, Seineihem shel Yisrael. It's like, you know, similar to when we say, the Gemara says, a blind person, so we'll say, Sagi Nahar, that he sees very well. Right, so and this is like another one of those kinds of things where it says the opposite of what it really means. So I was thinking that according to what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying here, the whole, all those times where there's something terribly negative, for example, by Klal Yisrael, that they were nischayev klaya, they were obligated, they were really chayev to be destroyed because of their averus. Well, all those averus came to them only because of the Seineihem shel Yisrael. It only came because of the enemies of the Jewish people that really were succeeded, unfortunately, that some of those impurities became mixed into the Jewish people. So in a certain sense, it's not just merely a lashon, it's not a nice way of like, you know, but there's some kind of truth to it. The aspect of the Jewish people that was chayav wasn't the Klal Yisrael, wasn't the Yisrael. The aspect was the Seineihem shel Yisrael, were those parts which are really coming from the opposite of Klal Yisrael, the enemies of Yisrael, which, you know, the Satan is of course Seineihem shel Yisrael also. It's coming from there. It's coming from the Seineihem shel Yisrael. I think it's an interesting aura based on what he's saying over here.
Like the
Misyavnim, right? Yeah. I mean, that's the Seineihem shel Yisrael. So they were really, you know, they were really Yisrael, but their averus all came from they were mushba from the Avanim in that case, right? So now he says, V'yisoid ha-kavon ha-elyoin ha-bazeh, the yisoid of this high kavon hulit na'er min ha-pratu min ha-klal ha-medumeh. It's to shake off from the prat, from the individual, and from the fake, from the imaginary, right? The somewhat fake klal habilti mutza, because that's not a real klal. The regular klal that we find by the nations is not the real. That's not real wholeness. That's not real klal, and therefore the ikar is to shake off away from that. The likones be'orish laklal mutzak, and to enter ourselves into the light of the klal hamutzak, makim sheyisrael mitzad klalusa leitam ha'olam tam chet miyamav, that place, that deep, tremendous place, where the Jewish people mitzad its klal never tasted at all any sin. Buma shenemer b'tikunei zayar, it's an unbelievable tikunei zayar that says shela osid yizgale ki l'shav chashtel yisrael b'chet, that in the future it's going to become revealed that they suspected the Jews of sin for naught. It was wrong, falsely. They were falsely suspecting. No, the Jews didn't sin. V'yizbarer ki chafim heima mikol chet v'pesha. It's going to become clarified that they were innocent. They never did anything wrong. V'aleim nemar, and the Zohar says that about the Jewish people, it said, G'malas hu toiv v'loira kol yimei chaya, She did good and no bad all the days of her life. Haketzad, how could that be? Rabbi Yaakov Moshe in Chelek Vav, I think in the first piece in the Sefer, he says, how could that be? They did the Chet Ha'egel. No, that wasn't Klal Yisrael. That was a large group of individuals who lost their connection to the Klal. Right? It's like an identity crisis. We spoke about this in the past ones. And he says, therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Ela she'la osi tizgala b'chinas yitzikas ha'klau shalem, she'metzido be'emes lechatu me'olam. In the future, la'osid lovay, it's going to become revealed. That aspect of that oneness klau, that mitzad, that true klau, they never ever sinned. Va'kol hoya ach mitzad chelkum shela'amim, and it all was only mitzad, the portion of the nations. V'lechen b'chol gzeira abol Yisrael, therefore, by every decree that comes upon the Jewish people, Efsher, lekol yachid, every single individual is able, lahoitzi atzma min haklal meduma bilti mutzak. You can take yourself out of that false klal, that fake klal, which is just a bunch of hearts. You can take yourself out. The decree was on that fake klal, and if you can take yourself out of that decree, ulachlil atzma baklal mutzak. And to enter yourself into the true klal, sha'olav le'nigzer shum gzeira, for on that true klal there was no decree. V'zeh atam shaya moitze or mutza l'shevet levi l'shtachrer me'agzeira shel vavodim v'inu oisam. He says something fascinating here. How in the world did Shevet Levi get out of the Shibud in Mitzrayim? There was a decree on the children of Avram, of Yaakov. There was an absolute decree. How did they get out of that decree? So he says, that's how they got out. Because they were connected to the klal, to the true klal. Yan shegam gzeira zu esirak al b'chinas haklal. Because this decree was also only on the b'chin of the klal. Sheborak mitoch kibbutz ha'pratim. It came from only the collection of parts, a fake klal. Therefore, if they raise themselves up, they elevate themselves into the true klal that's special for the Jewish people, that special tiny klal, which is a klal without prat. So then already that's not part of the gzeira. There was never a gzeira. The gzeira was only on the fake klal, not on the true klal. Now he adds to this, and so too. The same thing applies to the opposite direction. When a nation gets permission to make trouble to the Jewish people, the permission was only given to them, to their fake klal. And since that klal is only a collection of parts, because they don't have another kind, there's no such other klal, right? There is no other klal by them. If they're going to crumble, those pratim are going to crumble, and their klal is going to fall apart. So there's no place for that gezerah to be chal anymore, for that gezerah to that decree to be carried out, because it's just irrelevant. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't decree on the Jewish people that they should become mishubed, right? They should become enslaved, let's say, or to be controlled by individuals and pratim. He decrees that they should be mishtabed to a nation, but bechinas umma in the aspect of a nation, which has to be at least the klal that's gathered together from the parts, but it has to still be some, even at least that klal. So if that nation falls apart, that's it, finished. There's no gzera. And that's what the Rambam says. We saw this over here in the Shmei Prakim, that the avodim ve'inuyosim that was decreed that the Mitzrayim would enslave the Jewish people and afflict them. Was not mechayiv. It didn't obligate. It didn't necessitate the suffering and the avoid, the affliction and the labor. Ki imayu mizbadlim zemizeh. Because if the Mitzrayim would then separate from each other, And they would nullify their klal, which is gathered together from those parts. Then there would be no place for the gzera to be chal. And the pasuk assists this understanding. The pasuk proves this. And also the nation that I will enslave him, I will judge. So you see that the gzeir was on a goy, was on a nation, not just on individuals. They had the option not to be a nation. So the Rambam's right. Those Mitzrayim, that's what the Rambam said, they didn't have to do it. They could have disbanded their klal. And therefore, they're going to get their punishment. And with this, the Hasag of the Ravid in Perik Vav Mitshuva Hilchas Tshuva Halacha Hey is going to be answered. I'm just going to open that Rambam to read it to you. In Perik Vav Halacha Hey, the Ravid. Over there, the Rambam said this idea that Hare Gozer, he says, right, the Rambam over there said, "V'aloi kasev b'Torah." Doesn't the Torah say, "V'avodim v'inu yosam hare gozel mitzriim lasus ra"? Didn't Hashem decree on the Mitzriim to do ra? You see, he said, "V'avodim v'inu yosam." So it was the decree that they should do bad to the Jewish people. V'kasev, and another pasuk says, "V'kama amazev zanachrelei nechar aretz," that this nation is going to rise up and go astray after the gods, the foreign gods, meaning on the Jewish people, is talking about. So it's been decreed that the Jews should do Avodah Zarah. Hey, Gazal Yisrael Avodah Zarah. V'lama Niframim. So how could he punish them? How could he punish the Mitzrayim? How could he punish the Jewish people for Avodah Zarah? He decreed it. The pasuk says it's going to have to happen. So he says, L'fisha L'gazal Yishplani Yedua Shiyu Azoyna. He says that he didn't decree on any specific person that he'll be the guy straying. El kol echad ve'echad me'oysen azoynim shavad Avodah Zarah. Each one of those people that strayed to do Avodah Zarah, ilu le'ratz alavod le'ayavid. If he didn't want to serve, he wouldn't have served. V'le'yadiwa, and he said, because he says the same thing with the Mitzrayim. He says, kol echad v'echad me'osin mitzirim v'merim li'Yisrael. Each and every one of those people that troubled and afflicted the Jewish people from Mitzrayim, ilu le'ratz alahara le'am arishus b'yado. If he didn't want, he could have, permission was in his hand. Sh'le gazal ish yadua. He didn't decree on any specific person. He just said that, you know, this is going to be. But so the Ravid has a tain on that. The Ravid says so stark. He says shekosav al divrei Rambam elu shem divrei narus. It's like he said. I the Ravid says, you know, it looks to me childish, this kind of talk. Yomer abayru lezoynim. He's going to say to the people that strayed, Lama Zanisa, why did you stray? Vanilas katicha b'shem. I didn't say your name. That you got a Reuven has to do avodah zarah. So that I could say, so you could say to him, I decreed on you, Alecha Gazarti, I decreed on you. Yomru lo hazoinim. So the Ravid says, okay, so the Zoinim should say back to him, Valmichol Gzeroscha. So then who was your decree? Yes, on. You did make a decree. So you're saying the decree wasn't on me. So who was it? Alas and Shalazam, on those people that didn't stray away? Hileniskaim Gzeroscha. On them also the Gzeir wasn't Niskaim. So, it must be me. You made a decree. That's what the Rai Vatayin is. Ayin Sham. Omnam, however, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Ima gzeira hoi sirak she'im bebechinas goy v'uma. If the decree was only when they're in that bechina, in that aspect of a nation, v'loi kashahim nifradim lepratim v'chadelim liyas ligoy, and not when they've become separated into parts and they stop being a nation, yusheva sasaga. So then, the asaga of the Rai Vatayin is answered up. You didn't have to be. You could, so because then the Ravid's Okash is there was a gzera, so who's the gzera on? The answer is no, there wasn't a gzera, there was only a gzera on a goy, on a nation. Once there's no nation here, once they've just expanded into individuals, there wasn't a gzera in such an oifen. There was no decree under those conditions. And so therefore the Ravid's Kasha's answer. So apparently the same thing would have to be answered on the Jewish people, right? Because he says over here that and you see it's meduyik in the Rambam's lashon. Listen to the Rambam's lashon. V'kama amazeh by the Jewish people, and this nation will get up. V'zona achrei lehei nechara aretz. The pasuk is clearly saying the nation. We're talking about where they're getting up and doing avodah zarah on a national level. That's the klal. The klal. It's the wrong. It's the fake klal, but it's still a klal level. Once they disband from that or put themselves into the true klal, there's no gzeira over there. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says to answer up the Ravitz kasha. Okay. Any comments, kashas, questions?
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Baruch Hashem. Okay, so we'll get see you.
I have a question not about this.
Oh.
Is there a new text you place there this year?
Only over the computer, from what I read. Yeah. But next week, I think we'll, if we get together, we should be in touch. But could do something on Hanukkah, maybe. Believably nether. We'll see. Matzah Shabbos. Unless it's people are going to be busy. I don't know. Now I don't know if you're allowed to have parties now, right?